Kyle Malin. He is the editor of the MIRS MERS newsletter, celebrating 50 years. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Before we dive into state issues, just had to bring up again, when is the election for the local election for Lansing? What is that date?
November 8th.
All right, and I've still yet to hear anything, see any commercials, get any news flashes, see any signs, hear anything about the upcoming election, the millage election for the city of Lansing. Should I be alarmed?
Well, I don't think we need to be alarmed quite yet. We still got, you know, a month and 3 weeks really to go. And, you know, if the folks who are supporting the millage election probably don't have a lot of money or a lot of resources to work with. And so I think they're going to be very targeted in when they bring out their message. I am going to expect a mailing right around the date that we send out absentee ballots. And then we'll see a little bit more effort in October and that first week in November before the election. And when you don't got a lot of money, it doesn't make a lot of sense to put out stuff in September when folks aren't really focused on the issues at all. So it's, you know, you got to spend late, and let's just hope that they spend more and do a little bit more than they did last time.
If I had to bet you a cup of coffee, does it pass?
Well, we'll see what kind of effort they put forward. I would hope so. I think people have got to start seeing the impact that not raising the millage rate does. You know, we've got a city now that's closing fire stations, and we've got police officers. We've got fewer. I mean, I think that's pretty noticeable if you drive around town. The city's not even taking care of your stumps anymore. They're cutting your trees down, but I can't get my stump ground anymore. I got to pay for that out of my own pocket. So, you know, I think people think that they're saving money by voting no on millages when really you're paying for it either way.
Top story in the MERS newsletter online, $80 million plus budget hit if Supreme Nick's tax plan price.
Yeah.
If the Michigan Supreme Court rules that Governor Rick Snyder's tax plan essentially creates a graduated income tax, the fiscal year 2012, the budget could be hit by $80 million bucks or more, according to the Department of Treasury. Explain that for us.
Yeah, you know, there's the whole, you know, what folks know as the pension tax, the one that eliminated a lot of exemptions from your income tax, and that was taken to court by the state employees unions. And, you know, they took this to court in hopes that they could eliminate the pension tax and all the exemptions, and they made a lot of constitutional arguments for that. But when the case was in front of the Supreme Court recently, they focused on a very particular angle on it, and that had to do with a the graduated income, I guess, step up, in which that you could claim the exemption in the first place. I mean, if you made over a certain amount of money, then you no longer got the exemption. And you know, what the Supreme Court seems to be focused on is whether that's a violation of our constitutional ban on a graduated income tax. You know, we do have a graduated income tax for our federal taxes, but not our state. State, it's a fixed rate of 4.35%. And so the Supreme Court seems to be focused on whether we can limit the this personal exemption by dollar amount, by how much you make. And if they rule that you can't, then everybody gets the exemption. I mean, you're not throwing out the entire income tax changes that Snyder made. It is only focused on a very particular part of it, and it would just mean that everybody gets it. So whether you make a lot of money or a little bit of money, everybody gets the exemption, which is probably not what the folks who were suing over the pension tax really wanted. You know, it wasn't their main objective, but it's the most. If anything is going to succeed, it's that portion of it.
Another story, the number two story in the MERS newsletter website, is that negotiations between the coalition of five state employee unions and the administration are at an impasse. Talk about this.
Well, there are when you're talking about state employee unions and the state of Michigan government, there's certain guidelines that are followed as you get closer to the beginning of the fiscal year, and if there's concessions that need to be asked for, and if they're in the midst of another contract, for which they are for the year 2012 and 13. And when you get 2 weeks out of the deadline for the new fiscal year, which is October 1, you have to declare that both parties have reached an impasse so that there's a procedural step that goes through that you can get in some type of panel or mediator to help work the differences out. But I think the real story there, though, Tony, is the fact that the governor and the employee unions are actually doing very well as far as meeting. There isn't the same kind of stone silence that you may expect. They've been meeting quite frequently, and I think they're doing pretty well. And I think the employee unions were really hopeful to see the governor take their suggestion of saving some money through contracts and maybe too much management seriously. I mean, he actually appointed some folks to take a look at their concerns and see, you know, maybe the unions have a point. Maybe there is some money that can be saved outside of just taking it out of state employees paying benefits. So they're encouraged by that. And the governor is willing to work with them. And so while they're at an impasse, maybe things are going a little better than they look.
And Kyle, I'm squeezed for time. We're going to call you a little bit later on this morning to get you back on. I've got a ton more questions.
Sure.
Thanks so much this morning.
No problem, Tony.